at the 2020 Underground Collision. We're doing it Washington, D.C. style.
We are.
In the nation's capital with Sue Mitchell. And again, you guys have hit it out of the park, and it hasn't even started yet. And this thing's growing a lot, Sue.
It is. Yeah, it's growing in terms of number of people engaged, a number of activities that we're continuing to do. This year, we're going to unveil all of our action plans and implementation that's been going on, and we're launching for the first time meetups, and I'm happy to announce that we're going to have CU Pride our meetups, and then we're going to have CU Belong, where we're going to talk about how we make our members love us and how people can go back to that sense of you know, credit unions were the first social network.
Right.
And so let's build on that love and connection and what they feel about the credit unions.
Right, right. And not only you're having the big event today, but you're going to spread it out throughout the GAC, like you said, with these separate meetups, right? Throughout the conference.
Make them casual over lunch, you know, things, so we don't take away from, you know, the overall program. The whole idea here is to build upon it. And to, like with all of the awareness campaign that's going on, we're aware, people know more about us. Now let's tell them what a credit union really means. And so today we're going to tackle Maslow's hierarchy and how every level or stage in life we can help as credit unions. And we're going to challenge people to dig a little deeper. You know, when somebody's down and out and they're not feeling safe, who do they turn to?
Right.
If we're doing active shooter training in our grade schools and our schools and our credit unions, why aren't we doing training for our members?
Precisely.
So we're going to do those types of things, which people will say, so, you know, what does that have to do with financial institutions?
Right.
And the reality is that we're the core of the safety net of a credit union. And so I really believe strongly that we have to do that. And then at the highest level, why the heck aren't you giving? We have to give back to this industry. We have to help it grow. And I asked a group yesterday, imagine a world without a credit union. Imagine a world without World Council.
Right?
It's like it's hard to imagine if we didn't do the work we do.
So. Indeed. And this year's kind of theme is like you have here on your sign right back here, it's raw. So this year's raw. Why is it so raw this year?
We're in a raw time.
And we're getting there for sure.
Politically, emotionally, I think that we're learning that leadership is not just about, you know, leading the way. Leadership has to be emotional leadership as well. And so I want to talk at a more raw level. And it's interesting, as I've been talking to the speakers and an amazing group this year, everybody's got a story, and a story about when they connected with their credit union, or a story in life when it was very difficult for them. And I think that we want to talk about that. You know, the whole idea that opioids are, you know, destroying society. Well, I was talking to a friend of mine, and her grandson is going through rehab right now, and her whole family is using their resources to help him. Okay, well, she's at the point in her life where she's retired, so now she's gone from this level of Maslow down to a level of starting again. That's raw, you know. Health issues make us raw, make us vulnerable. So we want it to be raw subjects and vulnerable collaboration.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad you brought that up, because that was one of my first questions. Like, it was one of the themes here is stand up for vulnerable collaboration. So can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah.
I think this is fascinating.
So vulnerable collaboration for me is that you and I can get together and we can say, hey, I'm doing this. And you say, yeah, I'm doing this. And we go, gosh, aren't we hot? We're great. Vulnerable collaboration is saying, you know what? I'm trying this, okay? But I don't know if it resonates, you know? Probably the best person, from an example standpoint, is me, right? So what are you doing with this, you know? Are you taking away from? Are you being politically incorrect? No, I'm driving us to talk again. Because I think the power of the movement, and again at World Council's meeting yesterday, we talked about credit unions touch about 1 billion people worldwide. Okay? We have scale, But do we talk about that much?
No. You rarely, if ever, hear that message.
Yes. And so I want to look at it and say, those people are vulnerable. They're vulnerable right now from an immigration standpoint, one of our topics. They're vulnerable right now in terms of how do I dig myself out. We still know that we serve an average of about 670 from a credit score. Right? And so it's not just about serving the underserved. It's about, can I have a vulnerable conversation with you as my CEO, as my board member, to say, what could we do? And I'll give you one example. As a result of our discussions about the, what can we do? Does anybody care? Several of my credit unions went back and they took a certain amount of money, and the one I'm going to speak to specifically, they took $10 million and they said, we're going to make $500 loans, okay, up to our $10 million. Mm-hmm. And we know what our risk will be, but we're going to do it in this community. And that community has now blossomed to be one of their strongest field of memberships. And they didn't take a lot of risk, but they just said, we believe, and we're going to be behind it. So, let's be vulnerable. Let's try stuff.
Yeah, and you earlier referred to the stellar lineup of speakers that you have. I mean, you got Linda Bodie here, Marie Smith, Renee Satterwhite, and the list goes on and on. Stephen Stapp is here. Brian Branch is here as well. My gosh. I mean, you really, it's loaded today for sure. So the audience is going to have some great takeaways.
One of the things that it's loaded with also is the diversity of thought.
Yep.
It's very important to me as I looked around the room over the last year. We could talk diversity. With Global Women, we could talk it and I can identify it. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. And so we said, it's for women's issues. Now let's include men, he for she. Mm-hmm. With diversity, it's so diverse. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. And so we said, we want diversity. So we're age diverse today, we're ethnically diverse today, mm-hmm. we are going to be gender diverse today. We are going to look at diversity and say, this is a safe place, mm-hmm. What do we need to progress and to advance credit unions? Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of tying it into the idea that grow membership, mm-hmm. and the way you grow membership is by having an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting.
Indeed. All right, I know you got a lot to do, so I'm going to one more question for you. What do you want folks to leave here today with? What thoughts or what takeaways do you want them to leave?
We're actually going to be handing out a I Will Stand Up For sheet. And we've got the different collaborations. And we want people to say, I'm going to stand up. And we have paddles. I should have brought one.
I saw one.
No. I'll get one of them for you, too. I'll show everybody. But we want the paddles. Yes, I'm going to stand up. No, I don't agree. I want that vulnerability. But I want people to go home and say, I'm going to go make that $10 million investment. I'm going to go, and we're handing out today a diversity handbook to do an audit and assessment of your credit union. And then go do something with it. It's tangible. It's workable. We have a social disaster workbook. How do you respond to active shooters, to fires, and so on? Mm-hmm. So we've got some real concrete materials. Mm-hmm. I want people to go home and stand up. Okay? Don't just talk about it. Mm-hmm. Stand up for it.
Indeed. Always going above and beyond. Sue, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being
here. Oh my gosh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me, and I can't wait to cover the whole thing. It's going to be exciting today.
Okay.
There she is, Sue Mitchell.
Thank you.
Making the world go round for sure.